reached by Kunta between worlds.
Again? Again, read.
Is even if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently without love.
Without love?
Yeah. He will surely achieve his Swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha's supreme goal, the sense of the Vajam Sishtam Sopan Asanam. So, it seems that the holy name is so powerful that just by chanting, we will go to Goloka Vrindavan, even if we're not so developed in our we were not certain even if Haridas Thakur went to Raj. So it appears almost some contradiction between these verses about the power of the holy name.
There was a very small child, baby, no?
Yes.
She was so little baby. Durvasa came and told her, give him bar. Bar means?
Barman,
if you want anything, and if any gift man fulfills that idea, it is called birth. I'm giving birth back.
Boon, I think.
Boon. Boon mo. Boon.
Boon. Boon no.
Spelling?
B-O-O-M. Benediction.
Benediction. That you have so far powerful five sons, Durvasa is told. No? He told to Kunti. Kunti was at that time, no marriage, nothing, no marriage. He gives the boom to Kunti. But we can, later on, she was married to Pandu Maharaj, and later on, she gave five sons birth. No? That is in Arjun Bhim Nakul Sahadev. He told at that time that you will have five sons. But he will have to come in order. So in Puran it has been written, by name everything will be done. Seto darpanam arjanam bhav mahadavatni nirvapanam sreyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadam purna mrutaswadanam sarvatma smatam. He has told that by name he will have, indifferently he will take name, he will have his Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means he will enter in the realm of Krishna pastime Nitya Leela. But there is a system. He will have to go in system. Swarup Goswami has told that आज के श्लोक की पाठ करना कृष्ण है कृष्णेति जस्य गिरिं तं मनसाद्रियेत दीक्षास्त चेत पणसिभिश्च भजन तमीशं सुश्रुष्या भजन विज्ञमनन्यमन निंदादि हिदमित्सति संगल भा. He is telling that a one Krishna name, those who are uttering, anyhow they are uttering, they should be given samman, honor. That should be honor. But if they have taken diksha, then they should be honored.
No more.
They should be honored. This is a loki for madhyama adhikari, not for kanishta adhikari. They have some wisdom to think. So there are so many duties of madhyama adhikari. No duty of uttama adhikari or kanishta adhikari. Especially these duties are for madhyama adhikari. No? Here he is telling that dikshasti cheta, if he has diksha, only diksha can it be. He is telling this. If he has sambandha jnana, if he is uttering Krishna, one Krishna name, and that name is after diksha, not only diksha, if sambandha jnana is there, with sambandha jnana, not only sambandha jnana, if they have sambandha jnana and they have diksha, without diksha, no sambandha jnana. So with diksha, with sambandha jnana, one Krishna who are uttering, they should be honored. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been stated that koti janme jadi kare saman kirtan sabutana paya Krishna pade premadhan. This vakya is of Puran. Lacks of yet has been passed. No? In Puran it has been stated. In Puran, no madhur rasa katha, only in Srimad Bhagavata. No? And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all these things. Nam prema mala gati parayila sabari. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given name garlanded in Prem Sutra, Prem thread. There is a Prem thread, and he is garlanding one by one posture, Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. These are one, each of these names are very good flowers. They have a smell, they have fragrance, they are so beautiful, they are so komal, soft, and so sheetal.
Cooling.
All they have quality. But if you, not one time, not two times, not 100 times, even not lakhs and lakhs, ma'am. Even in lakhs of birth, if you go in and taking Hari name, they will not create Krishna prema. They can give salvation, they can give Vaikunthiya prema. Not they will give this Braja prema for whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have come. Koti janme jadi kare sramana kirtan sabutana paya Krishna pade premadhan. Understanding? Krishnam kare aparadhe ravichar. Krishnam thinks that whether he is aparadhi or not. If he is offensive, and with offense, he is telling, uttering Krishna name in thousands and lakhs of births, he will not attain Krishna prema. No sarup siddhi, nothing. When diksha asti cheta, if cheta means if there is diksha. Not every person, though have taken diksha, they have taken ordinary diksha. No? Anusthaniki diksha. It will not do. When it will do? When he will have served the Vishambhavena. Vishambhava se seva kiya Guruji ka. Understanding?
Yes.
Like yourself. You have done Vishambha seva. And pariprasna, pranipat. Pariprasena, pariprasnena sevaya of Guru. And by the grace of Guru, they have attained Sambandhagyan. What Sambandhagyan? Krishna is my Sakha. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my lover. This is Sambandhagyan. One relation also yet remains. And that is so hidden, that Sambandh. What that Sambandh is? Can you tell?
Krishna is the is my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
Well, husband of Radhika.
Brother-in-law? Then you are lady or? Gentleman.
I'm neither, but in that conception, lady.
So, am Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. Am Palladasi or Palladasi or Palladasi. That is, am Palladasi of Sri Rupamanjari. No? Rupamanjari, Rasimanjari, and all Manjari. This is best sambandh gyan. Those who will utter only one Krishna name without offense, with sambandh gyan, and under the guidance of a very good rasik swajati asa vaishnava, being in Vrindavan, not everywhere, hither and thither. Being in Vrindavan, especially in where Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika, his face, her feet.
Devakum.
Then we have Krishna. These are systematic, all these things. But in this slope, everything has been not written. Why not written? There are some reasons. If we tell any man that you will be king, to be a king is very difficult. So he is giving temptation. He will have to go rise up to king, but he will have to adopt some method. Then he will be there. In this slok, it has been written that you will attain Swarup Shubhi. But how he will get it, it has been not stated. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have stated how to chant Krishna. It will give Utakire Madhura Madhura Metata Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nikamuvalli Satphalam Chit Sarupam Sakadapi Parigitam Sabdhaya Helayava Bhrigubaranaramatram Tarayi Tatrasana. It has been stated there. Shadow of that sloka is there. Something. It has been stated. They have given temptation to us that by name you will have Swarup Siddhi, and in Swarup Siddhi you will have entrance in seva of that kind of rasa of Krishna in Vrindavan. They are stated. But how it will be, they have not told all these things. So it is hidden behind. There is lock and key in the hands of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they have opened that key for us. So in Upadeshamrita, Shikshastak, there are some rules and regulations in Manasiksha. How can Krishna prem, how can Sarasvati can be done? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu it is. So I think without Diksha, without Sambandhagyan, and without any Rasik Vaishnava Sangha, and without following Srimad Bhagavat and the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom Rupa Goswami has stated, we cannot enter into Supreme Sarasvati.
Even chanting?
No. But by chanting, we know or don't know the Mahima of name. If you are chanting, a Vaishnava will see you. No? And he calls, "Oh Giriraj, come here." "Oh, Sastru, come here, come here." "You are singing so sweet." But when the Puri was singing Krishna like this, Haridas Thakur was singing Krishna like you, "Go and chant. Do you know who are you?" He said, "I don't know." "Oh, you are Krishna Das. Jiveva Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das." And he loved so much and gave some sweet prasadam and told him, "Come daily to me." And in the temptation he used to come. And very sweet persons of Krishna was told by him to that person. He told that, "Oh, you should take first Diksha." "What is Diksha?" He stated everything. And who is Guru? He was searching Gurudev at that time. That for name, name is so valuable thing and so high thing, himself Krishna. "Where should I go and search Gurudev? And he will give me that name." Then Krishna has arranged everything. Srimati Radhika has arranged everything. He sent Jayanta, he sent Swamiji, he sent Vinodamanjari, he sent... Understanding?
Yes.
Then he saw that I was singing Krishna name without any sambandha. But Gokumari is singing with tears in his eyes, with heart, and deeply seeing nothing in this world, only remembering past times of Krishna. He has a temptation, grief. How can I take this name like him? He was told that he takes day and light, night 3 lakhs of names. What to one name? Then he used to take 1 lakh. Then with sambandha again. And hearing Srimad Bhagavat poetry, we have told so many strokes of Srimad Bhagavat at Imli Tala, in Seva Singh, in Sringar Bhat. So hearing, now he has Sambandha Jnana. "I want to serve Radha and Krishna like Rukmanjali, like Lalita Vishakha, like any Sakhi." No? By and by, this idea became so much firm in his heart. Now he don't want to be friend, not want to be father and mother, no sakha, friend, nothing. No sakhi at all. Hmm? Only he wants to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika. And gradually it was so much formed in his heart that always thinking like this, always serving like this, and at last, by the son of bhakta, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav came from Golok Vrindavan, from any of the person, Krishna, Parishkar, to whom he has that greed. That was his sarup. He then realizes his sarup and realizes how to serve that Krishna. And then he takes name, his name is pure name. And by this name, Krishna Prem can be achieved. Everything. So these are sarup. So we should try to name, take name by this system. This system is not there, but anyhow is there in Sutra. From morning to up till now,
I'm
only not sitting. Chilla raha. I'm crying. Next time you will see any slope of Vilakshana. What is slope? Last time I have 13th.
Yeah.
What is that slope?
Dasakrit Abhisare Nacha Vinantalabhyam.
I read also 16th slope.
I told you. 14 and 16.
Hmm. Padabhyo savabina virudashtameva nannat kadapi samehe kila devi jati sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam dasyayate mama rasostu rasostu satyam. We have read this slope. That's it. She is telling that I do naman to your dasya bhav. Understand? Naman means
respect
so much. Keeping on my head. But I want only dasi bhav to serve your feet. I don't want to be a sakhi. Because in the eyes of nitya sakhi and pran sakhi, there are five kinds of sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Norma Sakhi. No? And they all are divided into four classes. Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhit. Swapaksha, Lalita, Visakha are all are in Swapaksha, Pradita. There are two kinds of sakhi first. It is something difficult. Two kinds of sakhi. Samasneha, Vishamsneha sakhi. Samasneha means having equal love for Krishna and Srimati. Equal love for Krishna and Chandravali. Equal love for Krishna and Bhadra. Because they are also Yudhishthira. Equal love for Shyamala. She is also Yudhishthira. And they have Astasakhi and everything like Srimati Radhika. No? So, equal love for Krishna and Radhika or Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamala. These are called Samasneha. Sneha means love, affection. Visham Sneha Sakhi means not equal priti, love. Either that love is towards Krishna or more love towards Radhika, Bhadra, Shyamala, Chandravali. These are called Visham Sneha. Visham Sneha, those who have more affection for Krishna, these are called Krishna Dhikya Sneha. Krishna Sneha Dhika. Understanding?
Yes.
And those who have more inclination towards Radhika Chandravali, Bhadra Shyamala Chandravali, they are called Sakhi Sneha Dhikya. Sneha, Sakhi Sneha Dhik. Adhik means more inclination towards Sakhi. These two kinds of Sakhi are there. Again, they have been divided into five, of this type perhaps. Sakhi, those who are elder than Krishna. Not elder, elder means younger, chota.
Younger.
Younger than Krishna. And they are inclined more towards Krishna, like Dhanishta, Vrinda,
Kundalata,
and all others. There are lots of gopis like this, those who are sakhi. In age they are less than Krishna. And they always try to live in Yashoda Bhavan. They take bath of Krishna. They may give water to Krishna. Serve anyhow in the house of Yashoda Devi. These are called Sakhi. Nitya Sakhi. Who are younger means choti. Younger than Krishna and Radhika. They are about 12 half maybe. Very beautiful. Like Srimati Radhika, not less than Radhika. And qualified in every respect as Srimati Radhika. They are called Nitya Sakhi. They have so much love for Krishna and Radhika. Well, they will always try to live with Radhika. Always. They want that Krishna should be blessed, so much blessed. And if Srimati Radhika anyhow is defeated, they feel that we are defeated, and their mouth becomes so much malin. Malin means
pouting.
Sad. They become sad. They are called Sakhi Snehadhik. No? In qualities they are like Sakhi, but yet they don't want Sakhi further. So this is Lok Padabhyo Savabina Bardasya is of Nitya Sakhi. And in Nitya Sakhi, those who are prominent figures, very wise, they have especially 16 qualities that has been told in Ujjwal Nilmani. All qualities there. Always serving Srimati Radhika. So they only want to serve Srimati Radhika. But it does not mean that they don't like Krishna. Otherwise it will not be Kamasmika or Kamanuga. So they have quality of Kamanuga. But a speciality is there, Sat-Sat Ishtha Bhavamai. They are always so much, feel so much pleasure if they can meet Radhika with Krishna. And they will feel all kinds of pleasure what Radhika is getting with meeting Krishna. One thing also is here, that if Radha and Krishna is there, Lalita is coming from outside, she will not enter in that Bilas Kunja or Keli Kunja or any Kunja. He will ask Vijanitya Sakhi that what Krishna is doing with Radhika. Should we go? Then they will go and see what Krishna is doing, and then they will come out and tell that, yes, you can come. Then they will come. So this is a very good kind of seva. So, Padabhyo Savadina Bharadasya Meva, in this dasya, in this service, they have so much gain that in Sakhi it may be something lacking. They may not have. So, living this seva, they don't want Sakhi Pada. So she has prayed that Sakhayate Mama Namastu Namastu Nityam Dasyayate Mama Rasostu Rasostu Satyam. In Nishanta Lila we have seen that Radha Krishna both are sleeping. About the sound of peacocks, cuckoo birds and others, anyhow, Vrinda makes them awake. Sometimes they shut up their eyes, sometimes closing, and with very alasya, laziness, feeling laziness, they take
Yon.
Huh? I say?
Yawning.
So what?
Yawn.
Huh.
And then?
Like Chandra rays. As if Chandra is. I like this. No? This scenery is so beautiful. These tips of Srimati Radhika or Krishna Bose, like the Kali of Anar, Anar
bee.
So much beautiful. No other any comparison. No comparison at all. Purely. No comparison at all. At that time, Srimati says that you have done my Veshbhusa. What?
Ornament. Dressing.
Ornament.
हमारे बेस भूषा को तुमने गड़बड़ कर दिया, खराब कर दिया।
My
hairs are here and there. All things you have done wrong. If Sakhi will come, Lalita Vishakha, what they will think and what they will say? So, before their coming, you should repair all these things. No? These are peeping from the corners of Kunj. Chidra se dekh rahe hain. What they are doing? No? At once, Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, came with a pot, golden pot, golden thal,
plate.
In plate, kasturi, chandan, mrigamada, and so many things are there. Also, kamba is there, darpan is there, mirror is there, everything is there. Without saying, without any hesitating, without any adesh,
order.
At once, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lang Manjari entered there, entered with that pot. Krishna takes, becomes, and becomes to do life. Radha Srimati Radhika tells that, where are my this thing?
Nippon.
You have taken all alta in your head. So please complete this. At the time, there is no Lalita Sakhi there, no Vishakha and all Sakhi. Only these Sakhi are, Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi are there. Who are Pran Sakhi? Prominent among Nitya Sakhi are Pran Sakhi. No? They have always abhilasha,
desire,
inter desire to serve Srimati Radhika. They wanted to do alta in Radhika's feet. But they thought that if Krishna does this, and wishes, it will be better. That we will see that Krishna is serving our queen, our Srimati Radhika. So they are tendency that Krishna should do it. Always they are in a mood that Srimati Radhika can order all these manjaris. Oh, come at once and give alta in my feet. Bring a golden cup of water, Lalita, he cannot order. No? Vrinda, she cannot order. Vishakha, she cannot order. She can order something else, but not her service she will order. But to these Manjaris, Nitya Sakhi and Manjari, no hesitation at all to order. I will order him, oh, go bring one glass of water. But I have some respect for you, so I will not tell, oh, Satya Prabhu, you should go and drink water. Huh? May I tell? Can you tell me? No. But then I can tell freely, without any hesitation. No? So this is very, very advantage for these Sakhi, that Srimati Radhika directly, without hesitating, orders everything, but not to order all others. This, if they are Sakhi, this gain will go. Understand? So, for this reason, to serve Srimati Radhika fully, without hesitation, if anything is wrong in his wearing, kya niche wala kya? Lahanga, you know lahanga?
Tail. Huh? Tail. Skirt.
Nakala is the.
Not a skirt, but.
Tail.
Only the.
Sash. Hanging over here.
Not paying.
No.
The cloth. Radhika will order at once Rup Manjari. I cannot tie. You should do it. No? So, if she is Lalita, if she is Vishakha, if she is Bhadra Shyamala, she will have some shame. But for these all, no shame at all. So they want only to serve Srimati Radhika and Radhika Sneha Adhi. When they were doing prayer to Radhika, in sadhana dasa, when they were in sadhana dasa, sadhana dasa means to think, to meditate, siddhavastha. Of her Ragatmika Bhakta is called sadhana. There are two kinds of sadhana. No? One is outwardly, like roop shape. In roop Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami shape. One is this. No? To meditate the action of these manjaris. No? They are in samadhi and seeing all this, chanting Harinam, no? In Vrindavan, any kunj, these are siddha seva. And to see only what they are doing and to meditate is called sadhana, no? This is Raganuga sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami here is writing as to get, how to get this Raganuga sadhana through his prayer. As if he is not Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari or any Manjari. He wants to see and to enter in that seva, and so he is praying. So when he was praying like this, that I want to be a sevadasi, palladasi of yours, not as a sakhi. At once she went in sadhyavastha, became in siddha dasa, and she was seeing this thing that in Nishantalila, Class ending Leela. That Krishna and Srimati Radhika both are on the bed. Srimati Radhika has kept her head on the laps of Krishna. And she is telling that you should क्या हमको आभूषण से आभूषित कीजिए
decorate
with ornaments. There are so many alankar. I have to give sindur, you know, to give mrigamad here, no, to give tambul, so that it may be red. So there are abhushan or ki bole okay mane ache
abharan.
There are 33 kinds perhaps of abharan and so many kinds of ornaments. So you should give me abharan and ornament and decorate me. At that time, Krishna wanted to decorate Srimati. Long Manjari, Rati Manjari, and all some very near and dear, they entered the queen with a golden pot, all these things. Especially alta and cotton. Srimati ordered Krishna that first you give me alta. You have done